Governor Ralph Northam is now considering a bill lawmakers approved that would allow local governments to create new civilian review boards to investigate their local police departments. The new boards could have the power to subpoena witnesses and documents, and the ability to issue reports on excessive force or abuse of authority. Kim Rolla at the Legal Aid Justice Center says the lack of a mandate is a feature, not a bug.
That this is enabling legislation and not a top-down mandate is a strength of this bill. Meaningful, effective civilian oversight must be community-driven and responsive to local needs and priorities.
The bill does not include sheriff's offices, but House Majority Leader Sharnell Herring says she has a promise from senators they'll consider adding sheriffs next year.
The Senate committed to working on something for sheriffs. It was my view that, you know, we should do this all at once, not just do law enforcement and then sheriffs later. And so we have put in a delayed enactment of July 1st, 2021, so that we're covering everyone at the same time.
The delay gives lawmakers time to reconsider the civilian review of law enforcement again next year, examining the role of sheriff's offices that serve as the local law enforcement agency for most of Virginia. Sheriffs strongly oppose that idea, arguing voters can exercise civilian review by rejecting them on Election Day. I'm Michael Pope.